Iran will come to the negotiating table, but it's going to take several years to be able to get them there. This is the nature of doing sanctions and trying to do it diplomatically, which is the right way to be able to address the issue in Iran. No one wants to go to a war with Iran. The Iranian people certainly don't want that. They are captives to their own regime that's been a very oppressive to them. Certainly, we don't want that in the United States. But sanctions take a while. Sanctions have been in place for about a year. Last time that they came to the negotiating table, it was about 2.5 years of sanctions before they actually came and said, okay, we will sit down and actually talk and start negotiating. So I would anticipate it would be at least another year before we get to a serious negotiation. But in the meantime, a steady hand and a continual push is what's going to be needed to actually get them there.
Well, that and some real care that we don't get involved in a shooting war, but in that meantime, right?
Right, that is correct. So no one wants to see a shooting war with Iran, but Iran is continuing to be able to press the envelope as much as they can. They've announced publicly to the world they're enriching uranium beyond what would be needed to do nuclear power, which has been their statement for a long time that they just want to do nuclear power. But now they're enriching uranium beyond that. Now, they're still a very long way from being weapons-grade uranium, but they're clearly not just interested in power and haven't been for a very long time. They've continued to be able to sell oil to Syria in violation of our sanctions and of EU sanctions, and the UK has now stepped up and taken one of their oil tankers and said, you can't sell oil to Syria. That's a sanctions violation. And we've seen Iran continue to be able to press back not only on us, but on the UK and on other countries.
But is that enough of a leverage for Iran to convince European allies, our allies, that they really should support them and not side with the U.S.?
Well, the EU and all the folks in Europe were closer to Iran's side than ours until Iran announced publicly they had enriched uranium beyond what is needed for nuclear power. That sent a clear signal to the world that they are focused on nuclear weapons, which what we have said for a long time. So it would be very difficult for Europe now to back up to Iran and say, no, we're gonna drop sanctions on them when Iran has already made clear what their intentions really are long term.
Well, the deal with the UK seizing that tanker, though, that probably is, a bolster for President Trump and his entire relationship with Iran, isn't it?
When the UK took the tanker from Iran and said that they're selling oil illegally to Syria, and the UK finally stepped in and intervened in that, when Iran, quite frankly, has done that for a couple of years and just ignored Europe's sanctions. This was not only a signal to the United States that the UK sees the same problems, but it's a signal to the rest of Europe to say to France and their oil company, Total, which has worked with Iran for a long time, and for others in Europe to say, we need to step up and take our worldwide responsibility and to say Iran really is a terrorist actor. They're the ones supporting Syria and Bashar Assad. They're the ones causing the civil war in Yemen. They're the ones that are supporting Hezbollah and Hamas. And we, as Europe, and certainly we as Americans, have stepped up to that and said we cannot allow Iran to continue to do that to be able to spark conflict in that region.
Senator, while we're talking about oil and sanctions, we haven't heard much lately, have we, out of Venezuela? You know, at one time we thought maybe that the whole government was going to capitulate here with some of the demonstrations they had, but it's been quiet for the past month.
So China and Russia and Cuba continue to be able to prop up the Maduro government in Venezuela. And again, our focus as the United States is we'd like to see a transition to the rightful leadership that's there. We're not interested in a war. We want to have a diplomatic solution. So it requires patience. But one of China's largest loans in the entire world is to the government of Venezuela and to Maduro. And so China's very focused on trying to maintain that Maduro regime there so they can get paid back their money, because they know if the transition occurs, they're going to lose that biggest loan because the Maduro government's really the one that took out that loan. And so there are a lot of factors behind the scenes right now that are propping up Maduro. But there's also negotiations that are going on right now as well in a third country, not in the United States, but in Latin America, where the leadership is sitting down to be able to work through what can we get resolved and how can we get a peaceful resolution to this. But the Maduro government is not a legitimate government in Venezuela, and the Venezuelan people have suffered greatly under his socialist regime.